Well, hey there. Welcome to another Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Aaron, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. I'm the Aaron part of the trio, and each week we talk about our health journey on WW. Sometimes it's something that we've learned. Maybe it's something we've struggled with. We overthink all the time, but that's okay because we are not hiding. We are not trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we kind of feel like we're in the slumpy part of winter. So this week, we're talking about some things we do to make ourselves feel good. Are you ready? Let's talk. What's going on? Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, I realize I'm sounding very up here right now.
I was like, it's like a Mary Poppins thing. I was going to join in, but I don't have the range. So I'm just going to be in the background going like this.
Go, Erin, go. I realize I'm very up here, but we're kind of like in this slumpy part of winter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're only midway through February, but like so far away from the excitement of January 1 and goals. Mm-hmm. And we're not quite at spring yet.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Valentine's Day was this week. So I'm just not even going to talk about that. Maybe that's why I feel like it's the sloppy part.
It's like, well. I think, you know, the gyms have probably cleared out. Those resolutions are on the shelf for some. So we're dealing with the guilt of that.
But
yes. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yes, I know. Okay. So that this is not the most depressing episode we've ever recorded of Real WW Talk. We're reframing. We're changing things around. Let's talk about today what we do to wake ourselves up out of a slump. What do we do to re-energize ourselves when maybe our motivation is lacking? Mm-hmm. Right? Because I mean, we'll all go through parts in our journeys where like motivation is like it's just not even there. So how do you keep going when you don't feel like doing it? What does this look like for you guys?
You know, I was thinking about it because I've had so many different times in this past year where you're just like, I am just not feeling my best. And I was, you know, I tend to start off, I've been really, really big on self-care, you know, and mm-hmm. and for self-care, what that looks like for me is putting pen to paper and writing out some of the thoughts that I have, whether positive or negative, and kind of letting them go. But getting it out, because I was keeping a lot of stuff bottled up inside, and that can make me stay really depressed or down. Sometimes getting it out of my head and getting it down on paper is not only a form of self-care, but a way for me to turn the page literally. It's like I write and then I turn the page. So I really have been wanting to get back to writing and have been getting back to writing to help me kind of get out of the slump of what I thought this year was going to be. And, you know, realizing that it was kind of what I wanted it to be, but there's still some changes that I'm still going to have to make, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys? That's the first thing that came to mind for me.
Okay, Ricky.
I think I usually start, you know, if I'm in a slump, by going to like my cookbook. I have a really nice collection of cookbooks that I think sometimes they're high up on a shelf in my kitchen. And sometimes I think I just don't think of them. I think about all the internet resources and bloggers and, you know, there's a lot of wonderful resources online, but I think there's something nostalgic about going to my cookbooks and opening up, finding something maybe tried and true or finding something new that I want to try within my like range of things that I'll try. And just going to the store, like old fashioned food prep and making sure that I have, you know, a plan. I think along the lines of, you know, writing things down, I think having a plan as far as what exactly I'm going to eat this week. Is it going to be, you know, it's sometimes easier to get something that's already prepared from the store or getting something that's easy from the store. But I think there's something different about cooking a home cooked meal and having it ready to go for the week.
Mm-hmm. I think for me,
is kind of varying things up, because I realize like I get in a slump because I'm just doing the same thing over and over again. And so maybe a little bit to kind of what you're saying, Ricky, is like, I got to change the routine up. Mm-hmm. I got to do something new. I've probably been meal prepping the same thing, or I've been having the same breakfast, the same lunch, the same dinner, and I need to switch things up. I need to maybe switch up where I'm doing my work if I'm able to do that, or I need to switch up my walking routine. If I always go in one direction in a loop, I need to go the other direction in the loop, like really do things to kind of, you know, shake things up for mm-hmm. myself. That's generally how I try to approach that's just because I've been eating, you know, eggs for breakfast for 6 months now. No wonder I feel like nothing's changing, because nothing's changing.
Yeah. Because I think all of the things that we've said kind of ties into the concept that I think Weight Watchers talks about, which is like, give yourself a win. And mm-hmm. a win can look like a lot of different things. It could be getting things out of your head. It could be trying a new routine. It could be shaking it up. A lot of times exercise for me in any shape or form is a way that it's a win for me, whether it's a 5 minute walk or a 10 minute walk or getting on the bike. And one win can become two, can become three. And before you know it, you know, you're out of that place of like, I don't know how I got here. Because I think when we focus too much on the negative or on what's going on around us, it can be hard to snap out of it. And we need that literal thing to snap us out sometimes. And it's that action that I'm hearing us talk about. It's an actionable item. It's not just thinking about it. It's doing something.
Yeah.
Nothing changes by hoping it'll change.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to do it.
I think sometimes when I'm in that phase of really wanting to change or wanting to mix things up, sometimes I'm more willing to do things that maybe I didn't want to do before. Like I think last weekend I went to museums in DC with friends, and it was so nice to walk around and to just see something new. And, you know, that involves some activity. Like it involves, you know, being active, walking around, going up and down steps. And, you know, something that I wouldn't be doing on a typical Saturday if I was just staying at home. And so I think if to get out of that funk, sometimes it's saying yes to something that I wouldn't always say yes to in that season.
Ricky, when you came back from that trip, did you find yourself feeling different inside? Did you find yourself feeling like maybe a little bit lighter, or maybe your thoughts were a little bit different or anything like that?
Yeah, I think I was a little more encouraged and uplifted. Like I had the steps on my tracker without having to, you know, change into yoga pants and go outside for a walk or turning on exercise videos. So it was different, a different way of engaging in activity, but also just it felt good to get some vitamin D and, you know, just be out and be, you know, around people too. I think sometimes when we're in those little funks where we just want to be alone, be at home, whatever it may be for you, like it's encouraging to do something different and say, like, I'm going to do something that I would normally choose to do on this day so that I can get in a different mood.
Do you all feel that even the need to do this to kind of break ourselves out of a funk, have you thought about what role the culture or what's going on around us, Valentine's Day and the expectations, you're supposed to either be really happy or doing these things, or the new year, you're supposed to have become a new person and changed all of your routines. How have you been able, or have you been able to kind of silence those outward pressures, you know, and not internalize them? Because that's something that still is tough for me. It's tough because I still have this thought that the grass is always greener and everybody else is succeeding in insert whatever thing that they're doing, love, life, weight loss, they're doing so much better than I am. And that gets me into that place that I have to pull myself out of so much quicker. So I'm trying to develop some routines and some tips to get myself from even getting this far down sometimes.
Okay. This is going to sound wild, and it's probably not the right answer for everybody, but I will tell you an observation that I've had. So I like put myself on a budget. Like I am on a budget. And part of that means I'm not going out to the stores like I used to. My grocery store that I go to is pretty much like a discount grocery store. And so they don't have like all of the Valentine's Day things. And then I go to another health food store, which is they say very clearly, like, they do not sell any products that have cartoon characters on them, because they don't believe in marketing to children, marketing food to children. And so I had to go into a store, I would call it like a conventional store. And I walked in and I was like, wham, with the Valentine's Day stuff. And I realized that I also have not been watching television. I have not had very much time on Facebook and on Instagram. So I'm not saying that the secret is cut yourself off from life. I'm just saying that I've realized I've actually stepped back from a lot of these things that used to feed that. And I went through this season where normally Valentine's Day would be a little hard for me, actually not even really worrying about it, because I wasn't hit in the face with all of the marketing for it that like, hey, you don't have this type of a thing. And I also would say too, just on that little bit, you know, I don't have it, but I can be it for someone else. Like if Valentine's Day is a really hard time for you, and obviously we're past it now, but you know, there will be another one that comes along or another holiday where you feel like you are missing out. But I've realized that why should I expect someone to do something for me that I'm not doing for others? And so that's a perfect opportunity for me to be able to go level on other people by providing like cards or, you know, little flowers or something like that. And I actually find out it makes the day so much better because I'm loving other people and I get in return love by pouring love out on other people. Now that's a giant parentheses addendum type of thing, but I noticed that I didn't feel the same way because I wasn't like caught in the vacuum with it. And that has made such a difference this year.
Oh. Yeah. I would add on to that, Erin. For me, certain times of the year, I don't go on Facebook. I just, and not just Facebook. I mean, social media, I don't go on it. Like the holidays can be tough for me. I have a small family and sometimes seeing other people post like, here's my picture. This is my whole family. We're all so happy in our matching pajamas can be triggering for me to feel sad, to feel like I have been left out or that, you know, oh, my family's different. So things like that, even Father's Day, you know, I didn't grow up with a father in my life. So it's never been, you know, my grandfather was a wonderful person in my life, but he's been gone for a long time. So there's certain times of year where I have to protect myself by not putting myself in the situation where I could be envious or jealous or saddened by what other people are putting out there. And that's just one way. Like you said, there's other ways that are triggering. You could be at work and someone could get a delivery on Valentine's Day of, you know, and two dozens of roses, and that's fine. You know, for that person, like, yeah, it's like, I want to be happy for them. That's great. But when it's the flowers at work and then you go to the grocery store and there's, you know, 20,000 roses and then there's, you know, I think it becomes a lot if you're that type of person who feels for whatever holiday it is, whatever event that you are lacking.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
And I think I saw somebody post recently about if you were to look at a ceiling and you were to see a tile was missing in your ceiling, you wouldn't, all you focus on is the tile that's missing, not that the rest of the ceiling is there, right? And we tend to do that in our lives. It's trying to, we are so focused on sometimes what we feel we're lacking. And the cancer journey that I am finished with by this time, I'm so happy that I'm done with radiation. You know, I was a lot of times very focused on people who were able to expand their family when that was something that I wanted. And it was all in my face. So like you all said, trying to limit my time on social media for me is something that's very helpful, but also putting it into perspective of what can I do for others? I love that you said that, Erin. Like I've found that that has been one of the single most important tools that helped me through this past year, this cancer journey, was taking the focus off of myself and putting it sometimes on others and what I can do to be helpful. And I think that can kind of help you from staying in a place of even kind of like a depression or a rut. It's when you're too internally focused. Sometimes you just got to kind of push it outward.
Yes.
And say, who can I help today? What can I do today that could benefit the world around me? And you may be surprised at how quickly that frown turns into a smile, because I've never, ever regretted something that I was able to do to benefit the life of somebody else. Like,
for sure.
I've never been like, I cannot believe that I got them some tulips. Like, what was I thinking? I am the worst. It's usually,
You know, even another way, to even think about or reframe, like even for our journey, is okay. So maybe you're not having the greatest of weeks right now, or I don't know, maybe you're looking at other people and you're kind of jealous of their journey and that they're succeeding. Well, instead of being jealous, why don't you actually leave a comment and say, congratulations, I'm really glad for you.
Mm-hmm. Or ask them about a tip that's helping them.
What's helping you? I mean, we've got the Real WW Talk Facebook group, which is an incredible community. It is super encouraging there. And, you know, we'd love to have you in there. Just search Real WW Talk on Facebook. But that's a great place to even go pop a question in, or maybe that day, instead of, you know, thinking of a post for the group, or maybe you've been lurking in the group, maybe it's like, today's the day that I'm going to go interact on three posts of maybe somebody who's struggling today. And I just want to give them a little encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, that's a kind of thing that not just like shakes up for you like getting out of a rut, but that like actually starts to lift your mood when you start thinking of nice things, when you start thinking about positive things to be able to do for someone else. It really does. It really lifts your mind.
Yeah. I love that. I think pride can get in the way so often, stopping us from saying something nice. We might just say, oh, I'm going to unfollow that person. They made me upset because they are successful or whatever it is. You know, they have the things that I want. But like, why not? Like you said, Candace, why not ask, hey, what? Give me a tip. I'd love to know a tip. Like, what's helping you be successful? I think when we take those steps, it can kind of chip away at that pride within us and soften it. Because I think it's hard to make progress when we're constantly angry or constantly frustrated or constantly focusing on someone else when we should be focusing on what's going on inside ourselves.
And there's no limit on the amount of good. It's not like they took all the good, or they took all the weight loss. They took all of the men. They took all, whatever it is that you're focused on.
Like, no, they've taken all the men.
All
trust
the men are
me.
Gone, I know.
Ricky, hold on, ma'am, who has a man and a child.
I'm sorry.
Don't.
That is true. They are all gone. And that is, and all I took.
You took a man over 6 foot off the market.
They're all gone. Darn it. But I think that you also find that, I know that that's something that's been true for my nature, is that when I feel like I've succeeded maybe in one way, I'm more than willing to share, you know, what's been helpful for me. You know, it's not like I'm like, nope, you stay over there and suffer. Hope that you stay fat all your life. I'm not going to tell you what I did. Like, no, I'm going to be like, hey, I did this recipe. It doesn't mean that it's going to work for you, but it's that, like you said, it's more that pride that you have to put to the side, or to look inside and say, what is it about this that's making me feel this way? How can I process that? And how can I move past that? That's not their issue. That's mine. And I know that I can get out of this. Like, this isn't something that I have to hold on to. And it's a hard thing sometimes to be a grown up. I'll tell you that. Sometimes it's hard. Just because it sounds nice, I sometimes want my 5-year-old self, who I told you comes out a whole lot, who wants to pout and say it's no fair and wah, 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 and run. But it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel isolated. It makes me feel downtrodden. And there's more to life. And there's a lot that you can learn from others who may or may not have the success that you want. But if you can't handle it right then, like you said, there's nothing wrong with turning it off, getting away from the marketing. Because Erin, I agree with you. When you get away from like all of the things that society and marketing has put on you for about how you're supposed to feel or what you're supposed to be doing, and then you you do open it back up, you realize how much you have been influenced.
Yeah.
God forbid you try and like find a heart-shaped t-shirt online and then try to go on an Instagram and not see ads for more heart-shaped like heart design t-shirts. That's a true story. I like saw something I liked. I clicked on it knowing full and well the cookies are following me. And Instagram was like, you want another one? You want another one? Here's another. This one's cute.
I literally just started thinking of cookies with little feet running after you and not like digital.
Come here, Ricky. I was like,
and this is why I do WW. Yes.
It literally chased me. I had no choice.
These big circles with these little skinny, like stick legs, little feet, and these arms running.
They were chasing me.
And I think, but don't you also think it's good to be able to appreciate that you're exactly where you're supposed to be in any moment? Like, that there's no race to get to the next or better version of yourself, or that to get to the goal. I think we're on this forever race in our life. Like, it has to be like right now. Like, you are where you're supposed to be at this very moment.
Yes and no.
What do you
think? Yes and no, because there are more times than not, especially right now, where I feel stuck. Hmm. I feel like I've been in this space for a really long time, and it's time. Like I'm ready to go on. Like I reject the idea that I'm in a space because I haven't learned a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I see those things that say like, oh, because you need to learn. I'm like, no, I don't need to learn any more lessons here. Like what other lesson do I need to learn? Or why does that person over there who has what I want, what lesson do they know or have learned or had some kind of supreme higher thought that I don't have, right? Like I just don't think that's the, I don't think that's the case. I think there's learning to be content with where I am and own where I am. But there are times, I don't mind saying, like, I feel stuck and I'm learning how to feel less stuck where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to verbalize it anymore. Then
I think it's okay to feel. I think I agree with you that it's okay to feel like you're ready to move to another stage, but it doesn't mean that where you are right now is a horrible, horrible place.
Correct.
That you can't, there's no meaning, there's no value in where you are right now. And I think that's what speaks to me, is we can demonize the space that we're in.
Right.
And make it that I'm not okay until I get to this next place, wherever it is. Mm-hmm. I think that you have to be comfortable with saying, I now accept that I would like to move here and I'm going to do these different steps. Yeah. But I never really felt good when I started from a place of hating and demon and like just not being content ever with who I was in a particular moment. And starting from like, for me, I used to start from a place of self-hate. Like who I am is not good, not okay. And I have to get here in order to be okay and good.
Yeah.
And I think that's a challenge that I've heard a lot of people verbalize, and people who I've heard from other, you know, I like to study lifetime members. They said they had to start from a place of actually loving themselves enough, or loving where they were, and saying, I give myself permission to grow, but I also love who I am right now.
Well, and I think we talked about this a couple of podcast episodes ago, where you are who you are right now in this season, and you will be who you are. Even if you were outside of, you know, this time and frame and you lost 20 pounds later, you're carrying the same version of yourself with you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you like who you are now, you will like who you are in 20 pounds. And if you have these issues, you will have the same issues when you're 20 pounds later in the future. So
it's kind of like when we talked about wearing the clothes, like, you know, I'm not going to wear something that I like right now because I don't deserve it, because I'm not a good person right now. So I'll wear something cute, you know, 2 months from now when I lose more weight.
It goes to show, like, our favorite guy to talk about, or I guess second favorite guy to talk about, Dr. Now.
I thought we were talking about Sia.
Our second favorite, because I was like, wait, we have a first.
Don't cheat.
Well, like, so people who go through those weight loss surgeries, they're not allowed to just go through the surgery. They have to show that they've had kind of a mindset change and that they can do it on their own, at least to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And they are not allowed to have that surgery until they had lost some, for some of them, maybe 20 pounds, whatever it is. Because after that transformation, I mean, you guys may know people who've been through that type of surgery who've, you know, gained the weight back because their mind didn't just drastically change from having the surgery. Their mind was the same when their stomach shrunk, mm-hmm. and they had to learn to eat smaller portions when their brain was telling them to eat the same portion. So, you know, I think it applies to that too. You can't just expect to be a different person because one thing has changed.
And I don't think that we can, I think we can allow space for two different feelings at a time. You can say, mm-hmm. I love, accept myself. But I also recognize that I want change and that I need to change these things. And that's not from mm-hmm. a place of hate but I think that we sometimes feel like it has to be one or the other. Why can't mm-hmm. they both live in the same at the same time? I love, I'm happy. I know who I am. I accept who I am in this moment, but there are some things that I would like to adjust or I feel needs to be changed. And I'm going to put mm-hmm. effort towards that.
And I think it's a part of when you get to that place of, okay, I know who I am and these things here that need to be adjusted because they no longer serve who I am. Mm-hmm. They're incongruous with this person mm-hmm. that I am now. Previously where I made this dual space where we could kind of share in the space, mm-hmm. really those things were actually winning. But now I'm in the driver's seat and no, this doesn't serve me. This doesn't serve me well here. And it's not going to serve me well with where I want to go. So it's time to, you know, shed that.
It reminds me of Atomic Habits. I'm not identifying with those anymore. Like I'm identifying as someone who's healthy. I'm identifying as someone who's making different choices, someone who goes to the gym, maybe for 2 minutes a day, but I go to the gym every day. You know, I think about that story they told us about a gentleman who went to the gym every day and it started with 1 minute at a time. Like mm-hmm. that behavior shift came from him internalizing who he was. He was someone who went to the gym every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And change is okay. Mm-hmm. And change does. And you know me, as I've said, I'm the most change averse person that I know. I do everything that I can to avoid change. And then I was plopped on me in 2022. It's like, no, you're going to deal with change. You're going to understand how this works. But embracing that process of letting go of things that no longer benefit, making space for the things that do, and accepting the newness of who you are can be a beautiful thing if you let it be. And I don't think we talk about that enough because we talk about the scary aspect of it and the fact that we don't know what that's going to be. And, you know, it can be beautiful. It can be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And just because you don't know how it's all going to turn out doesn't mean that it's any less wonderful, because that's where I was stuck. Is I've always known what it felt like I knew what it felt like after Valentine's Day, or what it was going to feel like in February after I gave up on my goals. Like, I was like, I know what this feels like. Getting used to, oh no, I actually did the thing, or I did these other mm-hmm. things is something new.
You're giving yourself permission to win. Gosh, what does it feel like to win? Oh. I don't know. Why don't I try it this time? I always know what it feels. Good news. Even if I lose, I already know what that feels like. And I know how to bounce mm-hmm. back from that. So,
Erin, that's big. Say it again. Mm-hmm. Give myself permission to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as we talk about what are things that make us feel good and what are things that we do to make ourselves feel good, give yourself permission to win. Maybe what's something new that we can give ourselves permission to try and fail because it's something mm-hmm. brand new and we can't expect to do it perfectly from the beginning, or try and win because we've been doing this thing for so long and not really trying. What if we actually try to win and
you
master?
You can't be afraid of failure if you failed already before, right? So you're like, I already right. know what it feels like. So it's not like, I wonder if I'm going to fail. Well, okay.
Right.
You know what right. that feels like.
I think that's a great, like, you know what? I already been failing all this time. So what if I try something different? What's the problem with this? I know what this feels like. I've been doing it. It's no big deal.
I keep going back to that Marion Williams. It's our light, not our darkness that scares us. What if we win? Like mm-hmm. you said, that's light. What if it's okay?
Right.
What if it does work out? And we're like, I don't know about that. That's a little too positive. Right. Why don't we just see next year? We'll just don't hold your horses. Just see.
Yes. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us this week. By the way, one other place where you could go to feel good too is on WW Connect. Mm-hmm. I think actually Connect has gotten a whole lot better than what it used to be. I found it to be like a much more positive place. So if you haven't been on Connect in a while, maybe engage with somebody there. Like we talk about leaving a couple positive comments for some people, that kind of helps shake things up there. Why not give it a try? And then you could also join us in the Real WW Talk Facebook group, our YouTube channel as well, if you want to see what we look like and maybe leave a comment there. And then we also have the podcast. Pop us, in the earbuds and we can go for a walk together. That's generally how I like to listen to my podcast. So
that'll make you feel good.
And this will make you feel good. Double. You get the endorphins.
And you get us in your ear.
And then you get a group conversation. Let's do it.
A couple over analyzers. I mean, come on. What else do you want?
We love it. All right. Well, you have a great week and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.